I am doing an interview with Frieda Reynolds. My first question is, if you can think back to when you were 17, where were you living during that time?
Woods County, Oklahoma.
Who was living with you at this time?
An older sister, two younger brothers, and my mother and dad.
What did your father do for a living?
Farm.
Did your mother work also, or was she a homemaker?
She was a homemaker, a retired school teacher.
What kind of jobs did you do, if any, when you were a teenager?
I used to go clean my little fat Aunt Frances's house. She would call and say, "Can the girls come up and clean? This is little fat Aunt Frances." No kidding.
Did she pay you for that work at all, or?
Yeah, probably more than I earned.
What kind of transportation did you and your family use?
We had cars and pickups.
What kind of classes in school did you take?
Took a lot of literature and English, and of course the required math and science.
What kinds of things did you do on dates or hangouts?
Went to a lot of church activities, went on dates with my husband, and we went to movie and then to Dairy Queen, and went to a lot of ball games.
What song or recording artists were popular at that time?
Elvis.
What types of dances did you and your friends do?
Didn't dance.
No. What are some famous movies and actors from that time period?
Oh, James Bond movies. And Sean Connery, I believe. You know, we went to a movie every Saturday night, but I guess I don't remember them that well.
What were the latest inventions or technologies that were coming out in that time?
You know, I can't remember. I really don't remember.
What kinds of things did you, the way men were drafted into the military?
It was required. Back then, if you were a farmer, you didn't have to go. My dad, being a farmer, didn't want his two younger boys to go, so he put them through college, which he hadn't done to any of his older kids. But they had to go anyway within a month after they graduated from college. They were both drafted.
How did you feel about the way the soldiers were treated when they came back from Vietnam?
I thought it was pretty shabby. My youngest brother is the one that had to go to Vietnam because they wouldn't send two from the same family at that time. And he wasn't treated so badly. He just had real emotional problems and wanted to stay in his bedroom for about 6 months.
What did you see on TV, if anything, about the Vietnam War?
Well, that we were wrong for being over there is what they were saying on TV. I'm not sure I agree with them, but...
Did you have friends that went and fought in the war?
Yes, and of course a brother. But he had a math degree. Well, he had an electrical engineering degree, and he didn't actually go out and do the fighting. As I understand it, he would recalibrate or figure the recalibration of big guns and stuff. I'm not real sure exactly what he did, but because he never did want to talk about it.
How did you feel about the hippie movement and Woodstock?
I thought it was funny.
Where were you when Kennedy was assassinated?
I was actually holding my oldest daughter, Crystal, when it came on television.
Do you remember when the Beatles came over from England?
Oh, yes. They were on the Sullivan Show.
For my last question, what kind of advice would you give to a teenager for today?
Well, since I probably didn't do all the good advice I give, I probably ought to not give any, but I would tell them to get as much education, whether it's a trade or a college education, as they can. Pursue what they want to do and go for it with all the vigor that they can.
That was my last question. Thank you.
You're welcome.